Welcome back. You're here on More Than Money with Dave. No Faisal today, but we're going to talk about taxes. One of Faisal's biggest pet peeves and most passionate topics. Now we're going to talk to Jamie Golombek, who's the managing director, tax and estate planning with CIBC Financial Planning and Advice. Jamie's been a regular recurring guest of ours, and we spoke with Jamie not too long ago, just making sure that everybody was ready, you know, when before providing their most recent taxes. But now that we're actually through tax season, I want to talk a little bit about blind faith in your tax preparer. So the question is, if you're if you have your taxes prepared by an accountant or somebody other than yourself, who's responsible for the accuracy of what you report? Well, to answer that question, we're going to ask Jamie. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this. I'm not a tax guy. I go out and I have somebody prepare it for me. And let's say there's a mistake made on the taxes. First of all, who's actually responsible for that?
Well, I think if it's actually a mistake that the accountant made, that they'd be responsible. I mean, ultimately, they would have, you know, insurance, hopefully, to cover something like that. So if they actually make a real mistake, you know, like a mistake, like in terms of calculations or doing something wrong, then they're responsible. On the other hand, if you actually do something that you know to be untrue, like, for example, you omit income, mm-hmm. or you're claiming expenses, or there are expenses claimed on the return and you sign the return and mail it in or net file it, but you haven't reviewed it, then you are actually on the hook. So in other words, you can't just sort of blindly rely on your tax preparer without reviewing your return. You're ultimately responsible for everything in it. If the tax preparer made a mistake based on information you gave him or her, that's another story. But here we're really talking about the opportunity to review your return, know what's in your return, make sure all your income's there, make sure all the expenses and donations are legitimate. You're responsible for that. You cannot later on put the blame on the accountant should the CRA catch you and then hit you with a gross negligence penalty.
Let's just talk about that because that can be quite significant.
It's significant because the gross negligence penalty is equal to 50% of the tax that you tried to avoid. Mm-hmm. So as recent cases have shown, even if you don't get away with it, in other words, you're claiming expenses that never occurred, they're fictional, you've made them up, you don't have the necessary backup. Even if the CRA says, you know what, we don't believe you, we're disallowing them, just because you tried to do it, that is considered to be gross negligence. The penalty is 50% of the tax that you tried to avoid. So if you claim $10,000 of expenses and tried to save, you know, 48% on that, so $4,800 of tax, you claim the expenses, your expenses are denied, you have to pay back the $4,800 of tax that you thought you were getting. The penalty is another $2,400 on top of that. So you've got to be very careful here when you file your return.
Well, and it seems to me that this pivots on this notion of whether you have knowingly you know, provided information in this particular case versus just simply making a mistake. So if somebody, let me ask you a question, if somebody was so if you're preparing your taxes yourself, there's a bigger risk here, I would assume, because if you think these are deductible expenses, you may get yourself into a position where you have to defend yourself. You can correct me if I'm wrong, versus using an accountant that should be able to ask or at least guide you in the right direction, ask, inquire about these expenses. What do you say about that?
Well, I think it really depends on the type of accountant or tax preparer that you're doing. If you say, here are my expenses, deduct them, then you can't lay blame on the accountant for questioning, you know, whether or not these are legitimate expenses. So you have to be responsible for what's in your return. I don't think you can blame that on the accountant. So it depends on what level. If you're asking for the accountant's advice, do you think these expenses are okay? Mm-hmm. Then obviously the accountant would take some responsibility. But at the end of the day, if the accountant is saying, you know, give me all your expenses, and you give them the expenses, then, you know, depending on the level of service that you're getting, you know, if the accountant knows right away there's something wrong here, the accountant should be hesitant about preparing your return in the first place. That's professional responsibility. And of course, we have all kinds of accountants. We have people that are licensed to practice accountancy in the provinces. Then we have tax preparers that are just people that are very highly skilled in the preparation of returns, but don't have that professional sort of responsibility in terms of you know, the professional associations, et cetera. So you hope everyone's honest. You hope everyone's doing it correctly. But at the end of the day, you are responsible for what's in your return. You are responsible for giving the receipts that are appropriate to your accountant, because in many cases, they don't know.
Right.
The taxpayer doesn't know what's legitimate.
That's fair. So generally speaking, I would say most Canadians likely not savvy in terms of preparing their own taxes, but I would say there's lots of Canadians that do prepare their own taxes. What advice do you have to them to make sure that they're not running afoul or creating problems?
Well, at the end of the day, you got to make sure you understand the taxes. If you're really going to do it on your own, very few people actually do it on their own these days. You know, if you have a simple return, you just have like a, you know, a T4, you're an employee, and maybe you've got an RSP deduction, a little bit of income, then, you know, you're fine. But when people have rental properties, when people are self-employed, it's getting far more complicated. Most people will end up hiring somebody else. So my advice is that even if you are doing it on your own, sometimes it's a good idea to get a second opinion from a tax professional. You know, pay them a few $100, sit down with an hour, say, here, I've done my own return, review it for me. Any ideas? Any tax-saving tips for next year? In almost every scenario, a good accountant or a good tax preparer will come up with something that you probably haven't thought of. Hey, you forgot to claim this deduction. Most people in your scenario are claiming something as simple as their group health plans. In other words, if you have a group health and medical plan at your office, are you paying for part of it? And if so, those are valid medical expenses. Hey, when I add that to all my other expenses, I'm over the limit, and now I can start deducting medical. So something as simple as that tip is actually often forgotten by the average person. And that's where an accountant can add tremendous value.
So the wounds are still fresh from the tax season. Maybe it's a good time to strike with this because to your point that you just made, I think it's a good segue. Perhaps we finish off the segment with just people thinking about today, what can they be doing to maximize the deductions that they get? How do you start preparing today, Jamie, for next year's tax return?
Well, there's a few things you can do. You got to remember, when you're filing a return, it's too late to do very much. I mean, you're basically reporting on what happened last year.
Yep.
What you're doing right now, though, is getting ready for 2018. So, again, you should already have a tax file set up, either a physical one or an electronic folder. If you're making donations, you're sponsoring someone for a marathon this weekend, things like that. You know, keeping the receipts all organized so that all your stuff is in the right place. Every time if you have business expenses, you're taking someone out for lunch or dinner for a business expense, write who you took out and the purpose of the meeting. If you're driving your car for work, keep the kilometers, keep the log, keep it electronically. Take a picture with your camera of your odometer, you know, things like that on your phone where you can keep good records. So, and then most importantly, I would say, if you just have received a significant tax refund, now, I'm talking about a few $100s, but if you received a few $1,000s in terms of a tax refund, question why are you getting a refund? And in many cases, perhaps your employer is deducting too much tax at source. So what you can do is apply right now to the CRA to take into account things like RSP deductions, charitable donations, childcare expenses, to reduce the amount of tax at source and ultimately get your refund throughout the year through higher payroll. Rather than waiting till next April and getting your refund in one lump sum.
Great advice. We have to leave it there. I want to thank you for joining us today, Jamie.
Anytime. My pleasure. Thank you.
We've been joined by Jamie Golombek, Managing Director of Tax and Estate Planning with CIBC Financial Planning Advice and proper structure around tax. And advice around tax is always important. None of us live on pre-tax income. We live on post-tax, after-tax income. We're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar, how best to position and take advantage of the tax code to your advantage. Make sure you're living, you have the most amount of after-tax income possible on Tuesday, May 29th, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine and Spirits. Give us a call at 966-8400 to register for that. And stick around after the break, because we're going to talk about retirement transition with somebody who's not just an author and expert on it, but going through it right now. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.